for sure in the morning and maybe in Halacha Shiva. Another battery here. Vayar Bolok ben Sipor is kol asher osu Yisrael le'amori. Vayogor Moav b'nei Amor ki ravu, vayokotz Moav b'nei Yisrael. So obviously, the beginning of the parsha is being madrichos, what was bothering Bil Marosh? What was bothering Bolok? And what their tachlis it was. Eshekech. So for some reason, the Torah mocked him the Loshon Vayar. Instead of saying Vayishma, like all over, it says Vayishma Knani Melech Arod. It says Vayar. That Bolok saw. So it's totally in rear. What is that? What is that? Secondly, it takes away his title. It doesn't call him a Melech. It, at the end, got a battery. At the end, in like a b'di'evedike shkeich. B'di'evedike statements. This looks like it's also low. At the end of the B'di'evedike statement, it says, after it already said who he is, Ayar, Bolok, and Sipo, at the end it uses a Loshon, U'Bolok, and Sipo, Melech, L'moyev, B'Reisai. Mamash, after the Ganser, Shtikol Ter. Vayom, L'moyev, Zikne, Binyon. The whole Shlichus is done. It already said everything. It said what Bolok saw. It said what he was afraid of. And then as an aftermath, it says, you should know, U'Bolok, and Sipo, Melech, L'moyev, B'Reisai. You should know Bolok ben Tzipa, he was a melech. Why is this? Many of them are farshim as this kind. Sort of pushing him out from being a melech. Melech at the end, it says you should know gladly he was a melech. Why is that? Who does he invite? He invites Bilam HaRosha to come. Why does he invite Bilam HaRosha to come? See, the reason why he invites Bilam HaRosha to come is because Bilam HaRosha was Yadua to have a certain koyach. It's known, I know, that those who you bless are blessed. So Satmar Rebbe Zechatzadik Levorach Rebbe B'Yoyal explains that, of course, this wasn't a gashmiistic koyach. People didn't line up to get brochas from Bilam HaRosh. By the goyim, they didn't line up. And they didn't line up to get clothes from Bilam for their enemies. This was a miyuchadik koyach that Bilam had, or ruchniyistik koyach. Taka the Gemara Brocha says that he was able to be mechaven the show, the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. That was his koyach. In fact, the Satmar Rebbe says that spiritual ability that he had to know when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Gemara says, enko beri yochol hami, but only Bilam. In fact, according to the Gemara, it's mashma, it's one split second. It's mamisha. Toysis says Akasha. What could you say in 1 second? The whole thing is 1 second. So Toysis, what could Bilam already have done? So Toysis and Brocha says he could say the words Kalem. He's two words in this. One Teretz he says is if you start by the time of the Rischa, it stays. You can extend the anger time. So as long as you know when to start, so Bilam knew when to start. That's Zichem more Mistavra, because if you look at Bilam's attempts here, wasn't for 1 second. Vayisa Mishalei, he tried and he tried and he tried. So clearly, it wasn't one second. But the other pshat Tosfos gives is Kalem. Taka wouldn't have time to say anything, but Kalem destroyed him. The Torah Tamim and Grata says that's the reason why Bilam wanted to be able to see the Yidden. Because if you say Kalem, it's meaningless unless the person is there. The Gemara says, Minayin l'mispala al-chayla, she'in tzorach l'hazkir shemoi. The Gemara learns out from Moshe Rabbeinu, when he davened for Miriam, he said, kel no refon no lo. The Sforim HaKadoshim say it's the best way to daven, without the patient's name, in front of them. Because if there's a kitrug, right, it's in the name. So if you daven without the name, there's no kitrug. So let's say this person had a kitrug against him, Chaim had a kitrug. So now you daven that Yena should live. So you're bypassing that kitrug. That's the idea of Shini Hashem. It's one of the ideas of Shini Hashem, to change the name. So when Moshe davened for his sister Miriam, he didn't even use a name. He said, Kel no refon Allah. So the Torah Tamim says that when could you daven without saying the name? That's if the person's in front of you. If it's Shalei in front of you, you have to use the name. That's why Bilam was makpit to see Klal Yisrael. But that's clear that this was like a ruchniyistik koyach that Bilam had. I want to try to zero in a little bit what Balak was looking to accomplish. What was Balak's tachlis? What was he looking to accomplish? Another question that many ask is why does it say over here Vayogor Moyov Mipneo Om Mo'oit? I got very scared of Klai. So why? Because Kol Asher Osi Yisrael Emoiri. Because what the Yidden did to Emoiri. Klai have a history of doing much more than what they did to Emoiri. Chris Hamsuf, Muhammad Amalek. Klai overpowered the most powerful nations in the world. Mitzrayim was the most powerful nation in the world. They were defeated. Right? Amalek. Rashi's Goyim Amalek. Amalek got defeated by Klai Yisrael. Vayachlish Yeshua Amalek. Vesamu Lefichet. So, Klai Yisrael had much greater accomplishments than Emoimi. So why does it say that Vayar, Bolak, Ben Sipa, Yisrael, Shos, Yisrael, Emoimi, Vayog, Emoiv, Emoiv. They got scared because of what Klai Yisrael did to Emoimi. Klai Yisrael did bigger things than Emoimi. Why was Emoimi the Nekud? Okay, leave that on the side. Bilam HaRasha acts like a tzaddik. He says, listen, I can't do anything without the Rabbanu Shlomo. When you read it the first glance, I remember as a kid, when you went through Pasha's Bullock the first time, you get the sense that Bilam is a tzaddik. I can't go. Can't do anything without Hashem. He sounds like a tzaddik. It's even schwer. Why did the Malach come with Tainas on him? He listened to Rabbanu Shlomo. He came, he asked Rabbanu Shlomo. Second time he asked Rabbanu Shlomo. So everybody knows the famous Goyim. The Goyim makes a diuk that Bilam HaRasha didn't exactly listen to Rabbanu Shlomo. The first time he says, Linu Poy Alayla Vayavu Lekimo Bilam Vayoymer, he says, no. Loi Selech Imoyim Loi Sarah Kiborah. Second time, Vayikimu Vayesiv Oid Balak. Again, he tells Balak, wait again. Shvuno Bazeh Gamalayel. Kamzer Banshim, he says, Im Likroi Lecha Boa Anoshim. Kum Lechitom Vachadovar Ashadabim Cholos Esesas. The second time, Banshim gives him permission. So the Goan says several things. He says, there's such a thing called Rishus and Rotzen. Rishus means you get permission. Okay? You get permission. A guy asks his wife if he could go out. He wants to go out at night. He has some friends. They're going out. They're having a night out with the Bochum. They want to. And the wife gives permission. I always tell Talmidim, you shouldn't be going out with the guys. You're married. You're a sheba to your wife. You shouldn't be going out with the guys. It's not a. And with couples, you shouldn't be going out. But you should be going with the guys. You should dedicate yourself to your wife. Baruch Hashem, since I'm married, never went out with the guys. If I have a night to go out, I go out with my wife. I go out with the guys. This is, but my wife left. Yes, she let shkeach. There's an octagon, there's an shoes, and there's rots. The time the wife doesn't have rots. If she has rots, then we have to deal with the shalom bias. She wants, then it's a big problem we have. There's reshus, there's rotsen. So the Goyen says, number one, what's Bilam asking again? You got your answer. The Banishim said, Lo yisei lechimoyim, lo yisei rasom, ki baruchu. The Abishter said, this is my blessed nation. This is what I want. Elamai, Bilam doesn't care what the Banishim wants. He's looking to get permission. He's a teenager pest, right? He's pestering, he has what he wants, and he's looking to get his permission. Fine, the second time the Abishter tells him, you know what? Im lekoy lecha bo anoshim, kum lechitam. Zok the goyin, itam means with them, but not with the same kavon. Imam is when two people are going together, right? With the same das. Itam is when physically you're walking with a person, but your mind is in a different place. You're both not going with the same cause. The Baruch Hashem told Bilam, I already told you, lo yisor asam ki baruch. Says the Goyen, the Baruch Hashem wasn't changing his mind. The Baruch Hashem said, you want to go with them? I'm going to give you what I want you to say. They want you to curse them. Don't go, Imam. Leich itam. Leich itam, the Baruch Hashem says. Now look. Vayokom bilom baboikel. Vayelech im sorei maya. Zok the Goyen. Says the Goyen, Bilam wasn't listening to what the Baruch Hashem said. He went to curse. The Baruch Hashem, I told him. I already told you the first night. Loiser song kiboruch. He looked to get Rishus. But in the even in the Rishus, he didn't listen. Then it says, very gishmak. The Baruch Hashem was angry the way he went. The way he went. That was the anger of the Baruch Hashem. And therefore, v'yisyatziv malach Hashem b'derech l'son. Fine. So that's Shlav Beis. Bilam, who Bilam is. That's what the Torah is talking about. Now, who was this Bilam? So Bilam was a Rosha. He was Choshar on Mishkav, not only Mishkav Zohar, as Chazal say. He was in Behemter. He had relations with his Behemah. His Behemah was his Rebbe. His Behemah. His Mamish, the lowest of the low. Even in our country, divided, they weren't Matya Zazach. Matya many other Zach. But that they weren't yet Matya. Right? That you should get privileges for Zohar Zach. So the Malach comes to stop him. Vayiftach Hashem his peels. So Abisha makes an unbelievable mess. The Asan talks. Why would the Abisha make such a mess? Why would the Abisha make a miracle? Loi over HaKadosh Baruch Hu nisa b'chdi. The Baruch Hashem doesn't make miracles for no reason. Why would the Baruch Hashem make a miracle that a donkey should talk? Not only did the donkey speak, but from Sheshis Mebreshis, Pi Asim was created. Sheshis Mebreshis. Says Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, Bein Hashmoshes. Hashem created the Pi Asim. Right? Okay, so you may think, you know what? The Malach anyway gave him Musa. The Malach afterwards, the Asim tells Bilam, Tayiftach Hashem is piyosan. Atemul bilam asisi kisan is a shalosh regalim. It's not a bewildering pasuk. Talking donkey, and this is real. This is not like the fish mice. Das is emes. Das a emes a mice. The donkey. You know such a thing. Your donkey talks to you. So maybe now, maybe give simas alev. Maybe give simas alev. The donkey's talking. It's not mice and becholim. A donkey talks. Donkey tells Bilam, Mel Sisa Kiki Sani Zashal Shugal. Why are you hitting me? So Bilam, Tayyemi Bilam, he's allowed to be. You know, these psukim, it's unbelievable. If this happened today, a guy would run to a Rebbe, my donkey spoke. What does it mean? Right? The talking donkey. Bilam, the donkey talks to him. There's not one minute of reflection. He tells the donkey, hey, listen, talking or not talking, you play games with me. I told you to go straight. Luyesh, I'll kill you right now. They'll kill the talking donkey. He could auction it off on eBay. Talking donkey. He said, I'll kill you right now. unbelievable. Noir v'oyim, that Bilam Maharsha, Chapnishkin is bailus. But what's even more difficult is, if the Abishter made such a nace, so you think, okay, so maybe the donkey's going to say something that no human being could have thought of. That maybe that's the reason. Maybe the reason why Hashem created a mouth and a donkey is because the donkey's now going to give a shmuz like nobody ever heard before. Shesis may blashes. This donkey's going to... What did the donkey say? What are you hitting me for? The donkey didn't even say anything close to Londis, not close to Drush. Nothing. What did the donkey say? What are you hitting me for? Taka makes sense. This is donkey talk. What we would imagine if a donkey was able to talk, this will first trachshen the donkey. The donkey is not talking politics. The donkey says, stop hitting me. First face the donkey. And taka, that's what the donkey said. The donkey spoke like a donkey. So why did the Eibishter have to make a nes that the donkey should talk like a donkey to Bill? Bill Marasha. There's plenty to tell him. There's plenty of Musa to tell Bill. You don't have to start off why he hit his donkey. And hitting a donkey, actually, is from the more normal things that Bill Marasha did. That people do. At the donkey gate, and they should give it a clap. See, Shabbos, you're not allowed to ride a donkey or a horse because you come and take a branch and hit it. Zetmenduch, that even in halacha, that's a normal thing to do. That's normal. So this is the one normal behavior that Bilam did with the donkey. He had plenty of abnormal things that he did. This is gerade normal. This is what the donkey tells him. The donkey tells him, what are you hitting me for? I'm hitting you because because that's what it is. That's what we do to a donkey. A donkey was gaitness. You hit the donkey. That's the sprach. So the whole thing is bewildering. The mouth of the donkey is bewildering. What the donkey actually said is bewildering. The whole thing is just Meirei Shavad Gemir. What's the regolem? The donkey said, "Kikisani is a sholish regolem." Strange lush, sholish pa'omim. So Chazal say here that the donkey was talking kreisuzach. Sounds like the donkey was saying small things, but the donkey was really being merames something much bigger. And the donkey was telling Bilam Rasha, "Who are you to go curse a nation, that's going to go to Be'ei L'Regel three times a year?" That's why he used the Lashon Regel. This is what the donkey was saying. Why did the donkey chapunk that mitzvah? The donkey said, telling Bilam, you're going to curse a nation that goes to Be'ei L'Regel three times. What was so unique about being, from all the mitzvahs in the Torah that we have, why did the donkey, and again, the donkey is not stam a donkey. The donkey is hopping onto this. Why was this chosen? So perhaps we could say like this, and this would explain why the donkey was used to be the mamlets. It would also explain the pachat, vayar bolok ben tzipa is kloshos of Yisrael, vayogor moyev b'neum, what they were afraid of. If Yenis and Ibishet's kind of, it is... Medrash Yehonasan, he says he doesn't understand why Moav was afraid at all. Klal Yisrael already had a command. Al Totzeres Moav. Klal Yisrael was given a dictate. Al Totzeres Moav. Don't battle Moav. Al Totzeres Moav. Al Tizgur Bamulchama. The one nation that should feel pretty comfortable is Moav, because we have a separate love not to fear Mulchama with them. So what were they afraid of? That's what Be'en Sibishes says. What? We're assuming that they knew a lot of, there's a lot of things they knew, a lot of spiritual things about Klal Yisrael. They even know, the Medrash says they knew that Moshe isn't able to be Maimed Chama. They knew a lot of the history of Klal Yisrael. This is Rabbi Yonah Saibish's discussion. So the emes is that it would seem that, like we said from the beginning, this was really a Ruchnius issue here. The Moav really saw that there's going to be ultimately a tremendous hashpah from Klal Yisrael on Moav. And that was the Vayar. This wasn't just from now. This is the future. Moav saw the future of Am Yisrael. The future Am Yisrael was that Moav was going to be involved. That's one of the reasons Al Totzer is Moav. So the Medrash says, why is there a love Al Totzer is Moav? Because there's a preda achas. There's a preda that's going to come out of who's that Ruth? The whole Malchus based of it comes from Moav. Malchus Beis David comes from Moiv. It's not a small thing. And Moiv, there was a fear Moiv had that Klai Yisrael now Yelachachu Hakol. They were afraid that Klai Yisrael going to take them over spiritually. Balak wasn't afraid that he'll be killed out. Like Rav Yonasan Eibershitz said, they knew Klai Yisrael not going to kill them. They were worried to be taken over spiritually by Klai Yisrael. That to them was, and that attack happened at the end with Ruth. But that was a yochid. That was a yochid. In fact, the Rabbeinu Bechaya says that one of the reasons why there was a nevuah that Moiv is going to be in his battle to Klai Yisrael is because even though it was only Ruth, since Ruth was Baspita Shalaglin Melech Moiv, so if the king becomes battle to the Am, so it's Kilu, the whole nation becomes battle. That's why there was some kind of nevuah here that they were. Now, what is Moiv and what's Bilam? And then you'll understand everything. What's Moiv and what's Bilam? Moiv, the reason why we're not allowed to be Mishatan with Moiv is because Moiv is a nation of Kofri Tov. That's Moiv. Moiv is a nation of Kofri Tov. Allah Shalakid Mu Eschem Balechem Uvamayim. Right? That's the Tainan Moiv. Moiv was a nation that we saved. Avram Avinu's Tfilah saved Loit. Moiv survived because of us. And Moiv, Loikid Mu Eschem Balechem Uvamayim. Hey, yes, that they didn't have a Koras HaTov. It's a nation of Kfiyas HaTov. That's why they were not Roy to come into Klai Yisrael. In fact, the Gemara says that's why the Noshim Umutir, because Kvudu called Kvudu Basamalach Panima. So there was no taina on the woman for not coming out. But the Moiv is a nation of Kofri Tov. What was Bilam? What was Bilam? That was the Metzius, the Mahus of Bilam. Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky has a long piece in Emes LeYankov explaining the character of Bilam Elosha. Bilam's whole Metzius was Kofri Tov, Rabbi Yankov says. Rabbi Yankov says, if you look at the Umas HaElam, there were two famous goyim. In Gans, Chamisha Chum Shei Torah, the two most famous goyim, after Matan Torah, nothing like before Matan Torah, after Matan Torah, the two most famous goyim were Yisrael and Bilam. Two most famous goyim. Rabbi Yankov says, think about it for a minute. Bilam was blessed with every mitzvah. He was a Navi like Moshe. The Eibishter gave him all the mitzvahs. Like nobody else. Second to none. He's a Navi like Moshe. Right? What was Yisrael? Yisrael was a low life. He was a Yudea Dasel, and he was the biggest Eved Avodah Zarah. He worshipped every Avodah Zarah in the world. Yeah. Look what happened. Bilam ends up in the Sheol Tachtiyah, and Yisrael is the Chosin Moshe. So Bianca says one thing. One midah could change your life. He said, Bilam HaRasha was a Kofri Tov. Sesuma Oyen. Because I say sealed eye. Sealed eye. Enei makeh b'tevosei shel olam. What the Eibishter gave him. He was blinded. Blinded. Blinded completely. He was only interested in himself. He was obsessed with himself. All the bracha that Hashem gave him, he was only interested in himself. How much gold he could get, how much silver he could get, how much cover he can get. It was all him. He was all him. So Samayim, he was blinded to the good that was done to him. What was Yisrael? Zohar Yankov, Yisrael was the opposite. Yisrael was a chefzo hakorzot. If you track Yisrael's life, he was Oved Avodah Zarah, always hakorzot. From the first time, how did he end up getting Moshe? I'll tell you. Because Moshe saved his daughters. What did Yisrael tell his daughters? Vayoy. How do you leave a person that saves your life? You leave him in the street? Kiren Oloi. Bring him into our home. We owe him HaKoros HaTeva. From there he became Chosin Moshe. Rabbi Yankov said that's what he had, a midah of HaKoros HaTeva. Why did Yisrael not want that the Jews should be Avodim Mitzrayim? He told Pari, you have to have HaKoros HaTeva. You have to remember what Yosef did. Zocht Rabbi Yankov. Yisrael with all his chesroinus, he had one midah toiva, and he took it to the end, he went to the top. Bilam HaRasha, all the milas. He had kfuiz ha-toiva, had shol tachtiyah. He went all the way down to the bottom. Moiv was looking to strengthen their lack of ruchnias. Who did they call to the task? The chief kofri toiva. The chief kofri toiva. Who's the chief kofri toiva? Bilam could strengthen Moiv. Moiv is a nation of Kfiyas HaTov. Balak is worried. Balak wasn't worried about his nation. He wasn't worried about being destroyed. That's why the Torah strips the melech from him. A melech is somebody who's lev ha'am. He cares about his people. A melech is there for his people. The Torah doesn't call him melech ma'ed. You shouldn't make a mistake to think that this shlichus was a king being worried about the protection of his people. He was a selfish, self-centered individual. Kofi toiva, looking for kfiyas toiva, calling the chief kofi toiva, to integrate more of the kfiyas toiva into his nation. Mele, the Torah doesn't tell, call him a melech. Vayar Bolok ben Sipor. Happens to be, he had a job. Ubolok ben Sipor, melech moyo beisahi. He happened to have had a job. He's in the Oval Office. He happens to be there. He's occupying the office. But don't think he's a melech. Don't think, because this mission could sound very noble. I'm worried for my people. I don't want them to get... That's what he's... No, that's not what he's worried about. He wasn't worried about that. He was worried, ruchnis. And that's what he called in Bilam, the spitz. The spitz. Kofri tev. The mail of Bilam right away, what happens? The Bernisham tells him, I don't want you to go. Bilam doesn't give to Bernisham. It's a coffee toiver. He wants the kesef his own. He was promised gold and silver. He's not interested in any. He wants the kesef his own. Come back again. Come back again. More covered, more money. He wants to go. He's there for himself. Bilam is there for himself. What's a donkey? A donkey is from the lowest animals. The Medrash says that the donkey has the lowest level of Gemilus Chasadim. The donkey is on the lowest level of Gemilus Chasadim. But the donkey has one mila. Yeshaya Novi says, Chamor Evus Polov. The donkey has a karasat. When the Novi gives Techacha to Klai Yisrael, he says, Yoda Ashor Kineyu, and Vachamor, even a donkey, Evus Polov. He knows the kli that he eats from. He recognizes the good. Even the donkey, even the low donkey, recognizes that good. When it came to give Musa to Bilam, the Eibishter took the lowest creature. But even that lowest creature has a karasat. And that lowest creature was telling Bilam what his main problem is. The main problem is that your donkey is on a bigger madrega than you are. The donkey now, the Eibishter sent the donkey. What does it mean, I give you Musa? It means I'm bigger than you. It means I have something to teach you. What the Abish to do? He didn't bring in a big Baal Musa. He brought in the lowest behemoth. He told Bilam, you're lower than that. Being a Kofi Toiva, your donkey could give you a lecture on a Karzatev. Because your donkey has more Karzatev than you. And that's what the donkey told Bilam. What are you hitting me for? That was the idea. The donkey was telling Bilam, lecturing Bilam, I, a donkey, have a karzateva. You don't have a karzateva. We know that there's a mitzvah to go to Elregel, Sholosh Pom B'Shan. What's it you're going Sholosh Pom B'Shan to be Elregel? Why? So the Chinuch, Sefer HaChinuch explains that if you look in the Torah, each regel, the Torah bases it on a season. Chag HaOsif, Chag HaKotzi, Chag. So Sefer HaChinuch explains that whenever you have benefits from the Bria, you have to go to Rabban Hashem to give HaKaras HaTev. Chag HaOsif, Chag HaKotzir, you have a chiyuv to go to express your HaKaras HaTev to Rabban Hashem based on what's going on, based on what's going on in your field. And that's why it says, El Pneya Odoin Hashem. You have to recognize the one that's giving it. The whole idea of Aliyah L'Regel is HaKaras HaTev. That's what the donkey told me. You, Kofi Toiva, Shepa Kofi Toiva, you think that you're going to be able to curse a nation, which its ideology is Akarasat Toiva. What does it do in its regalim? Its whole holiday season is based on Akarasat Toiva. Its calendar is based on Akarasat Toiva. The calendar of Klal Yisrael. One of the reasons why the calendar for Chodoshim starts in Nisan is a shtickel stira. Right? On the one hand, Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year. On the other hand, Nissan is the Rosh Hashanah L'Chadosh. So they say over from Aram in Prague that because the Jew's life is Akaras HaTev, and since Aviv is when the whole world renews itself, we ourselves have to recognize that and come to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam with Akaras HaTev. So the year starts again. Our Akaras HaTev has to be expressed refreshed. As the Bria recreates itself, we, the nation, have to recreate our Akor HaTeva. And that's why the calendar matches that. That's our whole Mahus. And that's what the donkey was telling. You're Kafri Teva, and you think you're going to successfully curse a nation, which its whole ideology is Sholei Shugom. Its whole ideology is Akor HaTeva. Okay. That we'll have to leave you ahead of us.
Sorry, we're out of batteries. Get some more batteries. No, Baruch Hashem.